Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 through 7. The Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did to Sarah as he had promised. And Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the time of which God had spoken to him. Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. And Sarah said, God has made laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh over me. And she said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age. Praise be to God. Well, here we come to the fulfillment of the great promise that God had promised to Abraham and to Sarah. The promised seed is born. The promised child is born. The one who was not Ishmael, the one who God would bring forth, not by human striving, not by maneuvering, not by all these things which we've reflected on, but by his own will and his own timing and his own and indeed miraculous way. 100 years old. 100 years old Abraham was. His wife in her old age nursing her son. The emphasis of these first few verses is most definitely that God keeps his promise. I want you to notice this. You could take away verse 1 and still have all the information you would need. And Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his own age. But now listen to verse 1, which comes before that. The Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did to Sarah as he had promised. Do you hear the repetition there? The kind of rolling of the words? The Lord visited to Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did to Sarah as he had promised. And Sarah conceived and bore a son, or conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age. Why this repetition? Well, it's of course to call us to sit with that for a moment, isn't it? We're not just getting bare information here. Right? The Lord is reminding us that he is faithful, that he is steadfast, that he keeps his word. I want to turn back just a couple chapters and read to you from chapter 17, verse 19, the promise. God says, no, but Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his offspring after him. And then in Genesis 18, verse 10, the Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. And Sarah was listening at the tent door behind him. Goes on to say, now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in years. The way of women had ceased to be with Sarah. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, after I'm worn out and my Lord is old, shall I have pleasure? Then the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say, shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you about this time next year, and Sarah shall have a son. Sarah denied it, saying, I did not laugh, for she was afraid. He said, no, but you did laugh. Amazing. And so now here we come to chapter 21, and the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did to Sarah as he had promised, and Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age. As we sit with this, as we remember that despite our doubting, despite our disbelief in what God is capable of doing, God's work is not dependent on us. It's not even dependent on our faith. God's going to do what God is going to do. He can accomplish what he wants to accomplish, whether we're doubting or believing. And of course, he can bring us to belief. He can accomplish that as well. So often, we attribute to God and his promises what we know is true of us, that our word is so-so. Our word, our promises are mixed, confused, not quite fully developed. But God and his word is always true, always perfect. He always does what he says. Listen to Psalm 12, verse 6. And just as one reminder of many that we might think about when it comes to the word of the Lord. Psalm 12, verse 6 says, "The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified seven times." The words of the Lord are pure words. His promises are steadfast, and he has done what he said he would do. Praise be to God. So the son is born. This miraculous child born to an old man and an old woman who are incapable of having children. And now here is a child, much like the birth of Jesus. A woman incapable of having children. And yet there is a child. Abraham responds to this by keeping the covenant. In verse 3, we read that Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore him, Isaac, which means he laughs. Right? This recalls to our minds how Sarah reacted the last time she heard this news. She laughed. She didn't believe it. And then when she was called out on it, she said, "I didn't say that," or "I didn't laugh." "No, you did." Here, though, she owns it. She's happy. This is a different kind of laughter. Sarah's derision and scoffing has turned into joy, has turned into celebration, this kind of like, "I can't believe this present is so good. Thank you," kind of laughter. She even says, this is a counter-confession, we might say, confession of faith instead of a denial, which was before. Hear her. She says in verse 6, "God has made laughter for me." I like imagining her holding her son as she says this. Here's laughter. He laughs, little Isaac. So sweet, so precious. I'm an old, happy woman. "God has made laughter for me, and everyone who hears will laugh over me." There will be people who will share in her joy. I wonder if she knew how true that was. And this is what happens when God keeps his promises. There is joy and celebration, especially when it's his promises of grace that are fulfilled. This is God's good work to us. And of course, it is to us. This is important to remember because when we think about Abraham and Sarah, this is not just some distant person that we have no connection to and we just sort of hear their story and we smile along. This is our story. This is our family history, right? We're going through the scrapbook together right now, the Lord's family album, and he's telling to us the story of our people. As sons and daughters of Abraham and Sarah, by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, by believing those same promises that Abraham believed, we are children of faith. We are children of Abraham and of Sarah. We don't just identify with them emotionally, but this is our story, our miracle, and our joy. And so we laugh along, and we smile, and we're thankful for what God has done. I want to impress this on you by reading some wonderful words from Isaiah chapter 51. If you have a Bible, you can turn there with me or just listen along. Isaiah chapter 51 verses 1 through 3. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who bore you. For he was but one when I called him, that I might bless him and multiply him. You see that? The scriptures say, read the story. Look to it. Pay attention to it. Why? Because this is you. This is the quarry from which you were pulled out of. This is the rock from which you were hewn or cut off from. This is our family. This is our history. And that's important to remember because it's the Lord's promise that undergirds it all, which means his promises to them are his promises to us. His promise to bless Abraham and multiply him greatly, we are those children. His promises to Abraham to bless even the other nations, even families outside of his family is, of course, a promise to us. We are the promise itself in a way. This is the way in which we celebrate these things. And as we read these stories and as we remember God's promises, it reminds us not only to share the joy, but it also brings us comfort in the hard times. Listen to verse 3. For the Lord comforts Zion. He comforts all her waste places and makes her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song. What is he saying? He's saying that when life is hard, when we find ourselves in the wilderness, when we find ourselves in the hard and the desert places, we are to look, we are to remember what God has done, to remember our family history, to remember the quarry from which we came out of, and to remember what God has done. And as we remember these things, we find comfort even in the very hard places. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song. This is God's reminder to us, and it's my prayer that he would bless you with it.